In today's show, we'll be discussing Bitcoin price can gain 60%, hitting $40,000 if this textbook chart pattern confirms. I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And quoting Max Keiser, Bitcoin price is meaningless. It's all about the hash rate for the only perfect money. And hash rate hits yet another all-time high. Also in today's show, U.S. House Committee releases a new stablecoin bill draft. That's right, it can become the first example of crypto legislation in the United States. Also breaking news, Binance U.S. suspends USD deposits and warns of fiat withdrawal pause and doesn't stop there. Also crypto.com suspends U.S. institutional exchange service. So another reminder, if you got your crypto on the exchanges, remove it ASAP. Also, Gary Gensler says the crypto market is like the 1920 stock market, full of fraudsters. In fact, he says crypto is all hucksters, fraudsters, and scam artists. Also in today's show, bring on the uncertainty, reckons ARK Invest CEO Kathy Wood. She says she still predicts $1 million Bitcoin by 2030. In fact, in a recent interview on Squawk Box, she shared the following. Our base case Bitcoin price is $600,000 plus, and our bull case is more than $1 million by 2030. We believe that all of our funds, which have been hurt badly by interest rates going up, are going to benefit by the deflationary ramifications. She also says that the more uncertainty and volatility there is in the global economy, the more our confidence increases in Bitcoin. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market, all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome to everyone just tuning in. This is podcast episode number 1307. I'm your host, JV and TGIF. Today is June 9th. 2023. And checking out the market watch here, as you can see on your screen, we got a slight correction taking place right now with Bitcoin barely in the red, trading just under 26,500. Also Ether in the red, trading at $1,840. Cardano in the blood red, down 5%, trading at just above 30 cents. And also BNB down about 0.25%, trading at $262. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, the current crypto market cap is sitting just on the cusp of 1.1 trillion with 25 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, Bitcoin dominance at 46.6% and the Ether dominance at 20.1%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, Pepe, the fearless frog, leading the pack up 7%, followed by Render Token up 6%, followed by SUI up about 3%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, the biggest loser is Hex, down 17.5%. We have Pepe up 5% and RNDR up 5.3%. We also have PLS down 6%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're dead in the middle again, rated a 50 in neutral, the same as yesterday and the same as last week. And last month was also a 52 in neutral. So there you have it. How many of you are currently bullish on the King Crypto and have been taking advantage of this dip? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now let's break down today's Bitcoin technical analysis and check out the charts. Bitcoin may be in line for a 60% upside if long-term chart features stay intact. That's right. With Bitcoin still wedged in a narrow trading range it entered almost 3 months ago, market participants have little to go on when it comes to the short-term price target. So day-to-day performances have offered no decisive trend up or down, and 30,000 remains formidable resistance overhead. The market is still in the same position it's been in the past few days. Don't get chopped up. Place some bids at the extremes and wait, says trader Jelle. Stay focused on the higher time frame direction. And for Milky Bull Crypto, those higher time frames point to some much more interesting price action around the corner. If we check out the weekly chart, which shows us retesting an inverse head and shoulders pattern, this is the bullish counterpart of the standard head and shoulders pattern, which shows resistance being cemented and is typically followed by downside. And while the daily time frames have seen a bearish head and shoulders pattern materialize around April's 31,000 local highs, the broader trend may yet play out in the bull's favors. Quoting Milky Crypto here, Bitcoin is flashing a textbook inverse head and shoulders on the weekly time frame. Price is currently retesting the neckline after the breakout. As taught, if the range between the head and neckline is usually the sprint, we are anticipating another 60% rally on BTC. Now that 60% sprint would take Bitcoin to around the $40,000 mark. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst. Now for Crypto Calio, he had continued to describe 40,000 as a magnet for the market, while the price had preserved key support trend lines throughout the 3-month range. In a prediction this week, fellow trader and analyst Credible Crypto said 40,000 would not form the ceiling for Bitcoin in 2023. Quoting him here, expectations the Bitcoin halving is in April 2024. Expect Bitcoin to go sideways between 20 to 40,000 for about 12 months, which is when we accumulate as much Bitcoin as we can. Once the halving hits, we start our next bull run to 100,000 plus in 2025, he told his followers. However, the reality, Bitcoin makes a new all-time high in 2023, leaving the majority sidelined, and not everyone is going to make it. Very bold prediction for new all-time high this year in 2023 for the King Crypto. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Credible Crypto. And quoting Max Kaiser, price is meaningless. It's all about the hash rate for the only perfect money. That's right. Hash rate precedes the price. And when we have new all-time high hash rate and difficulty adjusting to all-time highs, that is good for the price action of the King Crypto. So tick tock, next block. And now for our next breaking story of the day, and that's a new stable coin draft bill, which could provide some regulatory certainty in the crypto markets. Let's break it down. United States House Financial Service Committee released the third draft of the stable coin bill presented by its chair, Representative Patrick McHenry. The latest draft of the bill is bipartisan and includes specific proposals from Republican and Democratic committee members. The draft bill is entitled The Future of Digital Assets, Providing Clarity for the Digital Asset Ecosystem, which was first proposed on June 8th and is expected to be discussed during the upcoming committee hearing on June 13th, which is 4 days away. The bill's latest version proposes the U.S. Fed as the key regulator tasked with formulating requirements for issuing stablecoins. However, at the same time, the bill aims to offer state regulators power to oversee the companies issuing the tokens. The bill further discusses legislation regarding who can issue stablecoins and the requirements of the payment stablecoin. If approved, the bill will be the first comprehensive guidance on the supervision and enforcement of stablecoin markets in the United States. The bill also proposes a 2-year memorandum for collateralized stablecoins from the date of enactment. So if approved by the committee and passed by the U.S. House, then the bill would become the first example of crypto legislation in the United States. Let's go. It's long overdue, wouldn't you say? The latest version also grants some additional authority to the federal regulator compared to the previous version. These powers include the power to intervene against state-regulated issuers in case of an emergency, and states would also be entitled to pass their supervision duties to the federal watchdog if necessary. The previous version of the draft bill issued on April 24th focused on stablecoin payments rather than overseeing other aspects of digital asset markets, such as custodial service providers and algorithmic stablecoins. The bill's latest version is more concise and grants specific powers to state legislatures as well. So there you have it. Do you think this is good for crypto as a whole? Let me know your honest thoughts regarding this draft bill, and do you feel it will likely take place? And now for our next breaking story of the day, and that's a potential funds being frozen at Binance. If I had any crypto on the exchanges right now, I would remove it into cold storage as soon as possible. Not just Binance, not just, you know, the top exchange in the world, Coinbase, you know what I mean, crypto.com, all of them. I honestly feel nothing is safe right now. So only keep on the exchanges like what you're willing to keep in the bank, what you're willing to lose at the end of the day. Now let's break this down and then we'll dive into crypto.com. Binance US announced the suspension of the United States deposits and notified its customers of an incoming pause to fiat withdrawal channels as early as June 13th, which was that like Monday or Tuesday. Now on June 9th, Binance US announced that it was forced to take action amid extremely aggressive and intimidating tactics from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. The firm noted in an effort to protect its customers and platform has suspended USD deposits. And furthermore, Binance US is notifying customers that our banking partners are preparing to pause fiat USD withdrawal channels as early as June 13th, 2023, as they announced here on crypto Twitter. The company added it plans to transition to a crypto-only exchange but maintain a one-to-one ratio for customer assets. So let's go. The notice also cautioned that any downtime in processing withdrawals going forward may be the result of elevated volumes and weekend bank closures. Talk about a crypto exchange run. Absolutely. So again, get your crypto off the exchanges ASAP. Trading, staking, deposits, and withdrawals in crypto remain fully operational, it confirmed. And as a result of the SEC's ideological campaign against the American digital asset industry, Binance US and its banking partners have faced increasing challenges. Those banking partners have signaled their intent to sever fiat on-ramps on the exchange. Now, US deposit of dollars will be suspended as of June 9th, which is today, and USD trading pairs will be delisted next week, the firm stated. However, it will continue to support Tether USDT trading pairs, and it stated that any USD left on the exchange might be converted into a stablecoin that could be withdrawn on chain. Now, Binance US delisted 8 Bitcoin pairs and 2 BUSD pairs on June 8th, yesterday, noting that the OTC trading portal services were paused. Bitcoin traded at a premium on the US exchange back in early May. The SEC issued an emergency order on June 6th to freeze the assets of Binance US. The following day, the firm reassured customers that assets remain safe, adding that the platform continues to be fully operational with deposits and withdrawals functioning as normal. Cointelegraph reported on the struggles of Binance US, which they were having securing banking partners back in April. And it's like everything is coming full circle. First it was FTX. Now they're attacking Binance. Now FTX never had a formal lawsuit by the SEC. So why does Binance and Coinbase both have these very interesting lawsuits against them when obviously the baddest actor in the space was Sam Bankman-Fried? He's not only not in jail, there was no lawsuits. So what in the world is going on? It's very fishy and very interesting at the same time. Now, for those of you who have crypto at crypto.com, here's another warning, another alert you should be aware of. Check this out. Crypto.com will no longer serve institutional clients in the US after announcing the suspension of the service from June 21st. The Singapore-based crypto exchange cited limited demand from institutional customers as a primary reason for the move, which has been exacerbated by testing prevailing market conditions. A statement from Crypto.com noted the platform's institutional users were given advance notice of the decision to suspend the service. Crypto.com's retail mobile application and platform remains fully operational at this time in the United States. But what's to tell of the future, right? American retail users still have access to CFTC-regulated crypto derivatives. Interesting that they have access to derivatives trading as well as the up-down options offering, which allow users to open long and short trading positions on future movements of various cryptos. Crypto.com remains open to a potential relaunch of its institutional exchange in the United States. While it closes the curtain on the U.S. institutional offering, Crypto.com recently received an official major payment institutional license for digital payment token services by the Monetary Authority of Singapore, allowing it to offer its services in the country. June 2023 has proven to be a tumultuous one for crypto exchanges in America, with the SEC setting sights on Binance and Coinbase back-to-back within 24 hours, starting legal proceedings against both the exchanges for a myriad of alleged security law violations. And the wider crypto ecosystem has hit out at the SEC's actions as a U.S. regulatory crackdown in the industry seems to tighten some 8 months from the collapse of FTX. So there you have it. Like I said, nothing is safe right now. So to be safe, remove your crypto from the exchanges or forever hold your peace, as not your keys, not your coins. I know you've heard that one before, especially here on the channel, or as I like to say, not your keys, not your cheese. Now the latest from the SEC chair, Mr. No Clarity Gary, better known as Gary Gensler, calling us hucksters. I've never even heard this term. I had to look it up, which I find hilarious. But nonetheless, in the June 8th speech of the Piper Sandler Global Exchange FinTech Conference, U.S. SEC Commissioner Gary Gensler compared the current crypto market to the 1920s U.S. stock market, saying that it's full of hucksters, fraudsters, and Ponzi schemes. Just as Congress cleaned up the stock market by enacting security laws, the current SEC can also clean up the crypto market by applying these laws, he argued. How many of you watched the clip of Gensler saying that? Let me know in the comments below. It's actually right here, taken off of crypto Twitter. Now, in the talk, Gensler praised the Securities Act of 1933 and Securities Exchange Act of 1934, almost freaking 100 years ago, folks. That's like literally 90 years out, claiming that some of these laws allowed the U.S. security markets to thrive over the next 88 years. He argued that the crypto security markets of today should also benefit from these laws and that they are not less deserving of the protections the laws provide. I would say different time, different world 90 years later. But anyways, pointing to a court ruling against the Telegram open network, Gensler argued that crypto asset securities are not exempt from the security laws, even if they have a utility. Quoting him here, some promoters of crypto asset securities contend that their token has a function beyond simply being an investment vehicle, Gensler stated. As the courts in the Telegram case and others have said, however, some additional utility does not remove a crypto asset security from the definition of an investment contract. This means that crypto security exchanges must comply with security laws, including the requirement to separate the exchange, broker-dealer, and clearing functions, Gensler stated. And in his view, this separation helps mitigate the conflicts that can arise with the commingling of such services. Gensler denied that the separation isn't possible, saying that separating these three functions simply requires work. Yeah, that's it. The SEC head argued that the current crypto market is rife with scams and has been arisen because of the industry's lack of compliance with security laws. Now, at some point, doesn't he have to hold himself accountable for the lack of clarity and lack of laws? But nonetheless, here's what he had to say. With wide-ranging non-compliance, frankly, it is not surprising. We've seen many problems in these markets. We have seen this story before. It's reminiscent of what we had in the 1920s before the federal securities laws were put in place. Hucksters, fraudsters, and scam artists. Ponzi schemes. Now, the solution in Gensler's view is to make sure that crypto security issuers comply with the law. This is because these scams are more likely to happen in markets whose issuers and intermediaries fail to comply with foundational laws. And as the chair of the SEC, Gensler has been heavily criticized within the crypto industry, especially since the SEC filed the lawsuit against crypto exchange Binance and Coinbase this week. Critics have said that an overly expansive view of the SEC's regulatory authority is driving innovation outside of the United States. That's right. It does seem to be this way. So what are your thoughts on No Clarity Gary going after the crypto industry as a whole? It does definitely seem to be an attack against crypto. It seems they're trying to kill it, in my humble opinion. But what are your thoughts? Let me know in the comments right down below. The good news is Bitcoin has the green light because there's absolutely nothing that the regulators, including the CFTC and the SEC, the government, the politicians, the central bankers, all these cartels can do to stop the king crypto. And that's what makes it so special and different from the 25,500 other cryptocurrencies in the market. It's truly decentralized and it's deemed a commodity, not a security, not in the jurisdiction of Gensler or the CFTC or any of these, you know, organizations. But with that being shared, now for the latest coming from ARK Invest CEO Cathie Wood. She was just recently interviewed on Squawk Box and been making the rounds on media about her prediction after now the fact that the crypto regulatory crackdown has began. So here's what she had to say, and then we'll be diving into some live Q&A. And once again, welcome to everyone just tuning in into today's live show. Happy TGIF. Let's get it. So here we go. Shout out to Cathie Wood, by the way. While more or less, according to the SEC chair Gensler, the crypto industry right now looks about as useful as an ashtray on a motorbike or a fourth seamer in the Indian cricket team, none of which this seems to be putting off Cathie Wood. Come to think of it, though, the U.S. crypto industry has proved pretty useful for filing the SEC's coffers in humongous settlement fines, to say the least. ARK Invest CEO Cathie Wood, who was at the Morgan Stanley event in Sydney yesterday, is, as you probably well know, a bit of a tech stock loving human headline. In fact, Coinhead is nothing if not first with the secondhand news on what said Wood's headlines. There's a little breakdown of her head-turning, you can't be serious notions that she gifted us with this week. So yeah, she made the rounds on Squawk Box, quoting her here. Our base case Bitcoin price is 600,000 plus, and our bull case is more than 1 million by 2030. In fact, it's 1.5 million or 1.48 to be exact. She says, we believe that all of our funds, which have been hurt badly by interest rates going up, are going to benefit by the deflationary ramifications. And she also recently shared that the more uncertainty and volatility that there is in this global economy, the more our confidence increases in Bitcoin. So there you have it. She is still more bullish than ever. She's also been doubling down on her investments on Coinbase after the news of the SEC lawsuit against her. So she is going all out right now. In fact, she says Bitcoin can be an antidote to inflation and counterparty risks. We all know that. to be true. And this is the other interview she did just recently on Binance, Coinbase, and the legal woes. And she is standing by her prediction. So we're a little disappointed in Wood, though. In September of 2021, this is according to the author of this article, FYI, she first went on public with a lofty price prediction. This is the first time she shared it, of $500,000 per Bitcoin. Then in January of 2022, roughly, 6 months later, she made her first Bitcoin to $1 million prediction by 2030. And by now, we would have hoped for another doubling down on a 2 million prediction with some random time frame. But nah, a bit like the Fed's likely to do in June, she's hit the pause button. Still, crypto-hopium crackpike addicts won't be too disappointed with her $1 million price prediction within 7 years. In fact, she even breaks down the math on why that is to likely happen. I think it's a matter of time. But let me know what you guys think. They're not all in the same bucket, the CEO noted, emphasizing that she believes that the Binance situation in the U.S. is far more serious than the SEC's Coinbase lawsuit, which she obviously would say, with ARK being a hefty investor in the Coinbase stock. Wood also said that we have competition for Coinbase disappearing, so that's a good thing for the longer term of Coinbase, adding that it was unfortunate that the SEC targeted Coinbase the day after taking action against Binance. And on Tuesday, ARK Invest bought 419,000 shares more of the Coinbase stock, worth about $22 million. Is this bad timing or divine timing? What are your thoughts? Well, it was completed after the news circulated that the SEC filed a complaint against the exchange based around security violations, and after the Coinbase stock had suffered as a result. And lastly, here's what Wood thinks about the inflation arc. She believes the power of AI, artificial intelligence, will turn around inflation and actually bring about deflation within a year. Referring to AI as the greatest innovation of all time, Wood said that AI will be adopted in every area, bringing productivity to industry globally. She said that in this thesis in mind, the central bankers set on hiking interest rates to combat sticky inflation are wrong. The market has been treating this inflation surge as a 70s-like episode that we are in a mess. It is not going away, Wood said at the Morgan Stanley Australian Summit in Sydney on Thursday. And I'll leave you with this. And we have not been looking at this to say no, absolutely not, added Wood, contending that the inflationary pressure in global economy under can be put down to a confluence of pandemic and war-related supply chain issues. We are going to see a much different monetary regime going forward, she predicted. Why? Innovation is inherently deflationary. We'll go negative, and then by this time next year, we're all going to be talking about deflation, and the Fed will have not only pivoted, it'll be running in the opposite direction. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Cathy Wood and her $1.5 million price prediction, something she does have in common with Michael Saylor, besides being obvious big Bitcoin bulls and advocates. As I shared in yesterday's episode, Michael Saylor was discussing AI being one of the fastest disruptors in technology, and he said there is a window of 5 years to seize this opportunity. In fact, he said that the window likely started 6 months ago, talking about artificial intelligence being one of the biggest growers in the space, going from zero users, talking about ChatGPT, that chatbot of AI, going to roughly 100 million users in less than 2 months. That's a growth of 1,000x in less than 60 days. Pretty big deal. So let me know your likely thoughts. And when do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to hit that $1 million plus target? Let me know in the comments below. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.